This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
Well, here we are, the final deep dive.
It's been, it's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It really has. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of fitting in a way that we end with the Bible. I mean, we started this whole deep dive thing with the idea of looking at some of humanity's oldest stories.
And from, you know, not just a religious perspective, but trying to see him from a completely secular lens.
Exactly. You know, peel back all those layers of tradition and interpretation and just see what's there underneath.
And I got to say, I think, especially with the Bible, it's been a really eye-opening experience.
You know, I have to agree. Going all the way back to Genesis, those creation myths, talk about epic. Mm-hmm. And then the wild ride through Exodus and Leviticus.
Deuteronomy.
I mean, there's so much there. And then, of course, the New Testament, too.
Right, with the Gospels, the letters from Paul, it's fascinating to, like, step back and think about how these stories have shaped so much of Western culture.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what makes this final deep dive so important. Because now that we're here, at the end of the book, literally, the big question is, what have we really learned?
Well, for me, one of the biggest takeaways is just how much we can learn about ancient civilizations through the Bible, even if we're not approaching it from a religious perspective.
It's like we've got this time machine, you know. We get to peek into the lives and minds of people who lived thousands of years ago.
Exactly. And what's really cool is that the Bible, regardless of your beliefs, it's like this window into their worldview, how they understood the universe, their place in it.
But what specifically, like, stands out to you? When you think about all the stories we've covered, what jumps out as, like, the most, I don't know, telling about their mindset?
I think for me, it's how they tried to make sense of the world around them.
Okay, explain that a little.
Well, think about it. They didn't have science like we do today. No microscopes, no telescopes, no understanding of germ theory.
Right. So everything must have seemed so mysterious and unpredictable.
Exactly. So when there was a flood, a drought, a plague, they needed some way to explain it.
And that's where the idea of gods, or a single god, came in.
Oh, exactly. It was a way to make sense of the unexplainable. Like, take the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on the surface, it seems like a pretty straightforward story. Divine punishment, fire and brimstone, the whole shebang.
Right. But if you look closer, you see all these anxieties about urbanization, about social change, even the clash between nomadic and settled cultures. It's like it's a snapshot of their world and all the stuff they were grappling with.
It makes you wonder, though, were there any ancient people who, like, tried to find more rational explanations, even without our modern tools?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there were definitely schools of thought that emphasized observation and logic.
Okay, that makes sense. So you've got this mix of, like, the supernatural and the more rational all woven together.
Exactly. And remember, the Bible's not just one book. It's a collection of texts written and compiled over centuries. So naturally, you're going to get a range of perspectives.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got these ancient people trying to figure out the world around them, the forces at play. But where did they see themselves in all of this? I mean, what was their role, their purpose?
Well, one of the really interesting things is this idea of a covenant. You see it all over the Bible. It's this special agreement between God and humanity.
Oh, yeah. Like a deal.
Yeah, kind of. And you see it play out in stories like Noah's Ark. Humanity screws up big time, almost gets wiped out. But then there's this second chance, this promise of a new beginning.
Ah, I see. So it's not just about random acts of God. There's this underlying agreement that kind of guides everything.
Right. And that's where all those detailed laws and moral codes come in. Books like Leviticus, Deuteronomy.
Oh, yeah. All those rules like don't eat shellfish, don't mix fabrics, all that stuff.
Right. But they weren't just random rules. They were seen as divine instructions, you know, the blueprint for how to live a righteous life and maintain that covenant with God.
So in a way, it was like their way of creating order, a sense of right and wrong, in a world that must have felt pretty chaotic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's funny. Going through this whole deep dive with you, I've realized that I had all these assumptions about the Bible that I didn't even realize were there.
It's funny how that happens, isn't it? Like, you think you know something, but then you really dig in, and it's like, wow, I had no idea.
Exactly. What about you? Has anything surprised you?
Definitely. One thing that really struck me is just how many of what we consider Western values have roots in these ancient texts. I mean, even if we've reinterpreted them over time, the connections are undeniable.
It's like this thread that runs all the way through history, connecting us to these people who lived so long ago.
Yeah, and it makes you think about how we interpret those values today, how they've evolved, or maybe in some cases haven't evolved enough.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to wrap things up. It's been an amazing journey, and a huge thank you to everyone who joined us on this deep dive into the Bible.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
We've explored it all, from Genesis to Revelation, and I hope it sparked your curiosity to learn even more. So as you go forward, think about this. If we strip away the supernatural elements from these stories, what universal human truths can we still find that resonate with us today? What can we learn from these ancient voices, even across the vast expanse of time?
That's a great question to ponder.
It is, and it's one that I think will stay with us long after this deep dive is over. So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep seeking those deeper truths.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.
Zee!